Hi, I am ex-police sheriff John Bunnell, and I'm here to ask you a question. Is a man not entitled to the sweat of his brow? No, says the man in Washington. It belongs to the poor. No, says the man in the Vatican. It belongs to God. No, says the Tetris man in Moscow. It belongs to everyone. I rejected those answers. Instead, I chose something different. I chose the impossible. I chose John Bunnell's world's wildest underwater utopia. A city where the artists could not fear the censor. Where the cops could brutalize whoever they like. Where the thick would not be constrained by the small. And with the sweat of your brow, John Bunnell's world's wildest underwater utopia can become your city as well.
Welcome to Shark Select.
Hello everybody, and welcome once more to Shard Select. Yay! It's the gaming equivalent of slamming your head in your own car door. I'm your host, Winstolf, as ever, and I'm joined by Stu.
Hello.
True, he's there. And everyone's favourite Roman legionnaire, Ryanicus.
Evening.
Hail Caesar. How you doing?
Alright.
Yeah. Of course we have to mention at the start as well, because we are nice people, and because we respect our fellow network members. Don't forget to check out the Gaming Podcast Alliance, GPA, and of course the Odd Pod Squad. Just have a look for them on Twitter, they're all there. Or if you want to go on the internet, you can do them there too. It's all searchable, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's this feature, everything's interlinked. Alright, so there we go. Welcome to Shark Select, everybody. What a lovely summer's day it is here in the United Kingdom.
It is.
It's very, very toasty.
Yeah, Ryan's not wearing any pants today.
No, I've got shorts on.
Because he's wearing shorts. Technicality. I bet some of our fans were like, oh, bloody hell, Ryan's not wearing his pants.
Oh, yeah, getting hot under the collar then.
I was, just even thinking about it. Just Ryan sat there in his tiny whiteies.
You've got easy access, aren't you, to them?
Whoa, what are you suggesting? I could never touch Ryan. He's above all that. He's a very respectable, thick boy. So, yeah. We've got a very good episode this week. Much after last week and how much we enjoyed it, we've got another surprise off Ryan.
Yeah, that's coming in a bit, yeah.
Is it just that you're wearing shorts, or is it something more?
No, similar to last week.
Really. Is it the thing that's in your shirt?
Yeah, similar to last week.
Also, of course, last week we had the absolutely brilliant AI write to Batman script.
Yeah.
Which was fucking brilliant, fair play.
Alfred gave birth to Robin.
my favourite bit of that was still Joker gives Batman a voucher for some new parents. It has expired. This is a Joker joke.
Oh no, it's Two-Face and One-Face.
Yes, Two-Face and One-Face. Absolutely brilliant. We've got today's feature episode, which is what we've all been looking forward to doing for a very long time. It's talking about our favourite custom characters in video games. So if you've all got any favourite custom characters, please do Twitterize them into us or email us at shartselect@gmail.com, because we'd love to hear what your funniest custom characters you ever made were. I bet you can't beat ours. I'm just going to say that straight out. We've also got a new edition of course, the Overly Long Name Game.
Yep.
See how we get on with that. We've got the quiz. You looking forward to the quiz today, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it took me all week to prep this.
Yeah, but definitely just wrote it.
No, it took me all week. I've got my big tome out, my big leather-bound grimoire, in video games trivia, and I was there all week. I didn't even go to work.
I've got a grimoire, but it's just filled with pictures of thick boys.
Ooh, the grimoire. Mm. Like thick boys just doing normal household tasks, but just dressed really suggestively.
Not even that, just doing...
Just existing.
Just doing everyday tasks.
Oh, Ryan does look a bit...
Because I've been taken by my own camera, you see.
Voyeuristic pictures.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ryan is the peeping Tom in the bush.
Candid thick boys.
Sexy. Also, big news this week for anyone who follows us on Twitter, at ShartSelectPod. We've been noticed by Senpai. And by Senpai, I mean legendary 90s TV show presenter and modern DJ, Pat Sharp.
Yeah, so master of the mullet himself.
Yeah, yeah. Famous in the 90s for his massive feathered mullet. This is the man. I think we put something about Funhouse being the best of children's TV. If it was a tier, it'd be at the top.
Yeah.
And Pat Sharp, he liked it. Which doesn't sound like much, maybe, if you're one of these Twitter famous people, but for us Shark Select folk, humble thick boys. Whoa, what a day.
It probably won't mean anything for like anyone based in the US either.
Well, I suppose you have to find the US equivalent for them.
Yeah, I suppose you have to be over a certain age in the UK to know who he is as well.
Oh, shit. So I can't even say like Conan. There's all for Americans that won't even work with it. He's really famous, all right? It's like Barack Obama liking your tweet. There you go. Said it. Also, a day later, because I put Dave Benson Phillips of Get Your Own Back fame was up there as well, his project Twitter account is following me.
Not in a creepy way.
No, in a Dave Benson Phillips was never creepy. He used to gunk people. That sounds really creepy. we are trying to get the attention of famous children's TV artist Neil Buchanan, but I don't think he exists in the real world anymore. I think he's become entirely digital, like an AI.
Yeah, he's become a ghost, hasn't he? Ghost.
He's the Holy Ghost. He just goes around your house in case you have a big heart attack. Yeah. By the time you wake up, he's gone.
And
sprays
ectoplasm up the wall and like makes a picture of his face or something.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Neil Buchanan! But you can't stay mad at him because he's literally an art ghost.
Yeah.
So, without any further adoage, shall we talk about custom characters, everyone?
Yeah.
Where do we even begin with this? Maybe we should start with, as mentioned in the previous episode, might even be one where we guessed it on Pixies, actually. I can't quite remember. Dad Shepard from Mass Effect.
Yeah, I think we should save the big one till last.
Should we save him till last? Oh, the big one.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean. So should we start with old Dad Shepard then?
So Dad Shepard is obviously Shepard from Mass Effect.
Oh yeah.
But I made him look like a haggard old Bruce Willis.
Of course you did.
Of course. Well, I always have a set standard when it comes to creator characters. It's always a bald guy with maybe head stubble and definitely beard stubble. But I've managed to. I was fiddling around and I was like, this guy looks like fucking Bruce Willis here. So I left him, gave him a load of facial scars for some reason. Oh no, you get them in two, don't you?
Because you're a renegade, you get them, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. So I just played him as a renegade and did as many renegade options as you can, unless it involves your crew members. And then you have to go full Paragon. Like, have to look after them like they're your kids.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, we started coming up with all these scenarios where, like, you say, are you all right there, Garrus? Because obviously, even though he didn't really have a Cockney voice in the game, he just defaults to having the Cockney voice. The reason behind that will come up later on. It's like, you all right there, Garrus? And Garrus is like, oh, this engine part's not going to fix itself, like he always said. So I was like, come on. Come and sit on my knee and tell me what's the matter. And then before Garrus knew what he was doing, he was sat on Shepard's knee. And he was like trying not to cry. He's like, he's having girl trouble or whatever. I can't remember what Garrus's mean. Oh, it's just because he was a bad cop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Good cop, bad cop. He's like, I just feel like I'm a loose cannon cop and I'm not playing by the rules. And Shepard was like, it's all right, my friend. It's all right. Don't feel bad about it. Tell Dad Shepard. And people used to tell him all the secrets.
Yeah.
He was also the badass with a heart of gold, wasn't the way we described him, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, yeah. So any badass options you have to take. But yes. Like, when it comes to making the right decision, you have to do the right choice.
Yeah, so it's basically playing renegade options all the way through, unless it's your crew members or the ending.
Yeah. Yeah, so you go for the good ending, and anything to do with your crew members, you do the good option as well.
But I will add, in Mass Effect 2, when Dad Shepard made Jacob shoot his real dad. You know who your real daddy is, Jacob.
Who's your real daddy?
Yeah, he was like Yondu, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He may be your father, but I'm your daddy. he was basically Yondu. He made Jacob shoot his biological father so he could be his real dad. Fuck you, Mass Effect. That's proper weird, but it's so funny. Like, some of the Renegade decisions in that game crap me up. Like, I ain't got nothing to say to you, so he shoots him out the window and goes, how about goodbye? Fucking Decker.
Yeah.
Because I always have to play Paragon, I always miss out on this stuff, because I can't bring myself to do bad things.
I played through Mass Effect 2, not recently, obviously, but the second time round when I was playing it, and I did do the Dad Shepard option, and it is more enjoyable.
Yeah, I get the feeling you probably get a lot more satisfaction out of it.
Yeah, well, no, so everyone should make a Dad Shepard and play Mass Effect 1 through 3 as a Dad Shepard.
If you really want to, you can even play Andromeda as Dad Rider.
I did start that, but then I got bored. It's just not as
it's very open and very meandering, and it's just a lot of fetch quests.
Yeah,
the story's still pretty good, but it's just getting there between all the glitches and boring stuff.
Yeah, the combat's quite good as well.
I like the jetpacks. More like jumping about.
That's but brilliant. Yeah, it went the way of Shadow of Mordor, didn't it?
Yeah, that's probably the best description. It did a bit.
Assassin's Creed.
Some games need to be linear, don't they?
Yeah, or linear-ish.
Yeah.
Like Mass Effect was linear-ish, wasn't it? And it worked.
I think Mass Effect 2 was just the right amount of linear-ish.
Yeah, Mass Effect 2 was probably the best one. 3 was still really good, but 2 is the best one. Because of the suicide mission where Dad Shepard saved everyone's lives.
He did. Saved everyone.
What a fucking dude, isn't he?
Yeah, you're pretty good that bit, you know, because you could choose who went to which area, couldn't you? So if you didn't know your crew well enough, then, like, you're sending them to the deaths, but if you knew who was good at what...
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't really hard.
Yeah.
And then you send them away.
Oh, I need to do some hacking. I'll send the robot and the hacker. And they send the Asari woman with the shield, the red armoured...
Yeah, Samara.
Send her up to do the shield person. All those bugs are flying at you. And Dasha was like, well done, Samara. You're doing really well. You're doing so well at school. What? I'm 400 years old. Doesn't matter. Just keep going.
Just roll with it.
Shit. So that was Dad Shepherd, who's probably...
Well, had Woke Shepherd as well, didn't you?
I had Woke Shepherd, yeah. She had a heart of gold, bless her, but she wasn't much of a looker. She had because when it imported between games, she started off looking quite ordinary, but something was a bit off whenever I imported the character to the next game. She looked like having a face like a potato. Everyone loved her. Mm. Even though she had a face like a spud. And she never got to have any fun. But there you go. So, what gaming series would you say has had the most custom characters made by us, I think?
Some of the WWE games.
Yeah, probably WWE ones.
That's what I was fishing for, boys.
I was thinking of one before. We had the old Fistatron.
Go on.
Which was, it was all grey. Grey skin.
We had a massive forehead, bulbous forehead, didn't it?
Massive like forehead, a beluga. Big chin. And then it was basically naked in wife was, but all grey to look like a robot.
Yep, that's yours.
And then his left arm was... It's like a claw,
yeah.
To open up said bum hole.
Yeah, okay.
And then his right hand was a brown boxing glove.
Fistatron.
Yeah, but we actually created an idle stance for him as well.
What was that?
Which was his right arm extending and twisting, and then going back. So whenever he was stood still, his arm was just going forward and back.
In a fisting motion.
But you can't stop fisting
at
any time.
Yeah.
That is absolutely wonderful. Yeah. That's a good story.
But he was born from Bumhead. Bumhead.
What's Bumhead?
So Bumhead was someone had a really big head, but then really thin arms and legs, but like a really long body, I think. And then he was all green, and that was it, really.
He's all mouldy, wasn't he? And he had dungarees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then we went on to the Fistatron.
Yeah, you made me.
Yeah, we did make you.
Yeah. Quite happy with that.
It was exact, wasn't it? Come out all stomping dead angry with bonus
just like me, yeah. I was like, oh.
Stomping out, throwing stuff about, all unprepared.
Yep, which I never am, of course. But other than that, bit, it was spot on. It was a thing of great beauty. I made some fun characters as well. I made Rhinestone Cowboy, who had tiny, short, thin legs, but then he had a massive hedge body, like big gorilla arms. He wore for some reason, like a black thong, a green vest, and a pink cowboy hat, and like Macho Man Randy Savage star sunglasses. And you have this weird, do you know, you can create your own ones. You have this talk where you just basically like, what's the word, not convulsed, but contorted.
No.
He just contorted himself into like a pretzel floating in the air. Then turn back to normal again.
No, this Tom.
Yeah.
You want a piece of this?
Yeah, it's well weird. But that wasn't even all of it, because I also made a lot of teachers. Because my brother was in high school, same high school I went to, and I was in college. We made loads of tutors and teachers, and they were terrifying. Yeah. I'm not going to name full names, because that's probably a bad thing. But we had this art tutor where me and Stu went to college called Darren. He'd spout like this one, right? It's Darren. And he was a knob, basically. If you're listening, Darren, you're a cunt. hoity-toity, art snob bastard. Asking a bunch of 16-year-olds, never heard of the Bauhaus. Seriously. It's like, yeah, mate, I'm 16 years old.
About time he taught us to make grey.
Yeah, we have to have a tutorial on how to make grey. Mixed black and white. It's not rocket science. Anyway, his wrestler, because it was quite a good likeness for a PS2 game. And I gave him the moveset of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
As you do, yeah.
And what me and my brother used to try and do is we make so many custom wrestlers that we could have a full Royal Rumble of custom wrestlers. It got really weird. But because Darren was the only one I ever played as on career mode, he was fucking well out compared to everybody else. Because they all have dead base stats, and Darren came out giving it all the Stone Cold big one. And it was like, oh shit. You heard that breaking glass sound, that just like, uh-oh. And he comes walking down the ring. Like, just say, giving it a fucking big one, it's like, oh no. Darren's here. So unless you were playing as Darren, he was fucking solid, just throwing people out the ring left, right, and center. Get out of my ring. We also had an old science teacher of ours who had metal claws for hands because he'd gone too far and experimented on himself. And we had my brother's French teacher who, especially because he had Kane's moveset, when people hit him in the face, he grabbed their fist and like give them this glare and twist their arm. It was like fucking terrifying. We had to move when he pinned you down. I don't know what Kane does, but there's a move when he pinned you down, he'd get his head dead close to theirs. Like getting his hand in there. I don't know what Kane was doing, but in the French teacher's version, he was trying to get chewing gum out with someone's mouth.
Stop chewing that gum!
Trying to get it out of there. Now, the final one I will mention from that group was Tidy Up Man, who means
Tidy Up Man.
Encountered in our final year of college when he was looking after a younger group, and he kept trying to kick us out of the computer room where we were trying to do our like final projects.
Yeah, but we kept pulling rank on him, didn't we?
Yeah. All right, time to tidy up. And then the version in the wrestling game, his special move was called taking out the trash, and he used to try throwing out the Royal Rumble ring all the time. So that was my custom wrestlers. There are more, but I could be here all day describing people like Lips Magoo and Gucci Clooms. If you want to know more about Lips Magoo, Gucci Clooms, or Ronald McWhippage, just hit me up on Twitter. I'll tell you about
Ronald McWhippage.
Yeah, man. You're actually Ronald McDonald, but bondage. Oh, and there was a dinner lady. The dinner lady was fucking terrifying.
I did try and make Spider-Man once.
Oh, that's dead serious.
I know, yeah, but then I couldn't quite put my finger on what was wrong with it, the suit.
Yeah.
And it turned out my suit was all red. The majority of Spider-Man is actually blue. As well.
She's like,
it's basically a red.
It's just a guy in a onesie, wasn't it?
Jumpsuit. Like, it's a Spider-Man.
I can't quite put my finger on why this is a knockoff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. So what other wrestling characters did you have?
We made an army of midgets, didn't we, Stu?
Aw.
Can we say that?
I think you can call them midgets. Like little people.
An army of small people at one point. Yeah, and then the Lisa just come out and we used to beat them up for a bit.
Okay.
But we made one character, and we give him moveset as well, and all it was the rake move.
I rake.
You know, it was just
nothing. Please happened. Tell me it was called the gouger.
And then same with his back rake as well for the back. So whenever he got a grapple move on it was just I rake. That was his special move as well. So it didn't even do anything to you.
What did you call
it? I think it was just one of them. It must have been either bum head or Fisticron. That was their attack moves.
just irate.
Yeah, that was it. Just irate.
Irate with the boxing.
Yeah, just smearing that one. Smearing it on you.
So it's time to go a little bit more of a deep dive now. But before we do, I just want to mention something, right? I watched a film the other week where the main character looked like a custom character. He looked like Default One in a fighting game.
A Default One?
Yeah.
That's who Tube's brother looks like, isn't it? Tom.
Yeah.
Every wrestling Default character always looked like Tom.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. So if our friend the Tube ever listens to this, that's what your brother looks like. It's true. Come at us. But please don't send Default One after us. He might beat us with his generic moveset. But yeah, the film I watched was Kickboxer 5, I think it was, where he fights the mountain off Game of Thrones.
Oh, I thought she just left it as the mountain. Fights a mountain.
Yeah. No, you can't fight mountains because it's not Van Damme anymore. Van Damme's like his teacher in it.
Oh, right.
But yeah, the main character was just generic Default One. I was like, the fuck? They could have changed his hairdo or something. Give him a beard. Kind of boring. It was a little bit dull. So yes, I'm going to go for a deep dive in a second. We're going to look into the weirdest character. It's like a lineage. It's like a family tree of characters.
There's a couple of smaller ones you could mention.
Go on then. Let's throw a couple more.
It's only like from Red Faction Guerrilla.
Yeah, well, he's kind of related.
Yeah. This is part of the deep dive. Red Faction Guerrilla, yeah. What else do you think?
Only the fact that he had Peter Gabriel's sledgehammer.
Yeah, it's all part of the mythos.
Yeah.
Beckett as well from Fear. It wasn't a created character, but we created a character for him because he was just so silent.
Yeah, we sort of breathed some weird...
The silent guy from Fear.
And the front man as well.
Yeah, Beckett especially, because we were laughing at how he operates control panels.
Yeah, just by pressing buttons.
Some of the lift Beckett, he just like jam his hand randomly into the buttons like... And always managed to get the right floor. Like, how do you do that? How do you do what? Why don't you just press the button? I did. No, you didn't. You just hit the control panel. Press the button! And he like got dead defensive about it because he couldn't work his hand properly.
Yeah, and he was the team leader for the first encounter audit recon.
That is true. Have we mentioned that on the very early podcast, or did we never get around?
I don't know if we did, actually.
First encounter audit recon is famously a special forces group of auditors. They go into offices to basically make sure it's all safe and correct, except the offices are normally full of super soldiers or ghosts.
Yeah, or lots of jam on the floor.
Yeah, who's put all this... Why is there a skeleton in the ceiling grid? Get it down! Why is this photocopier full of asbestos?
Yeah, you shoot stuff, don't you, Steve? shoot a photocopy and all this dust would come out. It's like, asbestos!
Who's put that in there? Why is there electricity everywhere? Who's in charge of the wiring in this building? And so
that's
on.
An unregistered ghost. points off.
Unregistered paranormal phenomenon. That's a ghost at the top of those ladders. Scared me half to death. Get him down.
No, I think it was just a coping mechanism so we didn't get scared playing it.
Yeah, true, yeah. We were really brave when we were taking the piss out.
Yeah.
But when it was dark and we were playing it by ourselves, it's like, we're kind of scared now. Don't like it now. Famously, I can't handle horror games. They're too scary for me.
I did love the slow-mo in that game.
Oh, yeah. It's a special audit bullet time.
Yeah.
So we can audit things really quickly.
And you could kick the guys in the face pretty well.
Like they were in the way of the audit. Yeah. Like, get out of the way, kick them in the face, get out of the way of my audit, dickhead. I'm trying to get this building done. I've only got till lunchtime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. First, I got a audit recon. Beckett and Point Man. Then the third one came out, which was shit, and it really derailed it all.
Yeah, the third one was proper pants.
It was terrible. But anyway, enough about First Encounter Audit Recon. Are we ready to tackle the big one?
Yeah.
We have a conspiracy, a video games conspiracy that goes back through the ages. Or maybe forward through the ages. I think the earliest entry in the great book of this saga was Saints Row Guy, would you say? But should we work back towards him, Stu? Do you watch what I finish on Saints Row Guy? All over his face?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Oi, oi. So let's start with the future then, the far future. We've already mentioned him, it's Dad Shepard. Say, bought skinhead, stubble, badass with a heart of gold, Dad Shepard, yeah? But what if, a few years before, he had like an ancestor who liberated Mars who looked exactly the same as him? It's Mason off Red Faction Guerrilla, who, when Stu played it, didn't liberate Mars. He spent most of his time just knocking things down for no reason.
Destroying the infrastructure of Mars.
Yeah, he had a sledgehammer, which, as Ryan mentioned before, was imbued with the power of Peter Gabriel, hence the famous Peter Gabriel song Sledgehammer. And he used it to destroy, in the style of the great Gabriel himself, just destroy buildings. Because we all know Peter Gabriel's destroy buildings.
Yeah,
he does it all the time. So, I wanna be... And they just like knock buildings down. It's pretty scary. Someone's an army of stop motion turkeys to back him up if things get serious.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so Mason spent most of his time just to be a dick. Like, if you saw a car driving down the road on Mars, he'd just run out and knock it over upside down for fun. But then, we go back the next hop, which is the big one, the exciting one. Are we all ready for this? You ready, Stu?
Yeah.
Silent. Who's there? So, this was mentioned on Pixie Podcast's episode where we hosted, but we had to rein Stu in a bit. So, Stu, if you hear the word penguin, you've got to stop talking immediately, okay?
Right, okay.
You promise?
Yeah.
All right.
Even Shark Select's not as underground as it is to reveal the full capacity of this next person.
The full nastiness.
Yeah.
So, cast your minds back to Saints Row 2. They're the first one. People said it was a bit of
What was it?
Yeah, but he didn't start and say he became a full character in Def Jam Vendetta.
What? Saints Row guy?
Yeah.
Def Jam Fight for New York, wasn't it?
Was that before Saints Row 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, let's rewind it back then. I've not heard this. So let's rewind back to that. Tell us all about it, Stu.
Well, he looked exactly the same. I just made the same character in Saints Row 2. But it just seemed like weird stuff like that freight train that hit you. That was me. That was one.
While you're down there, why'd you shine my shoes?
Yeah. That's it. Just saying like random stuff. But I want to play that again. It's a good game.
So he was a skinhead, angry Cockney guy.
Yeah.
Basically Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Statham.
So that was his... So if it's Def Jam, did he like have a fight with Sean Paul?
Oh, yeah. Did you just beat the shit out of Sean Paul and...
Sean Paul.
Sean DePart.
Who's the other guy?
Flavor Flav.
Oh, yeah. Flavor Flav.
Yeah, please. What did he hit you with a big claw?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
I never played those games. Sounded ludicrous. Fair play.
Sounded ludicrous.
Ludicrous, was he in it as well?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, that's ludicrous. I can't believe Flavor Flav is in it. I mean, Sean Paul's funny enough, but Flavor Flav. What does Sean Paul do? Just feature in the back of people's fights? So he does.
He just wore like a weird tracksuit, didn't he?
Yeah, it's like a white tracksuit. Just beat the shit out of him.
All he does now is go in the back of the people's house going, rock a bite! Like that all the time. Yeah. Boom!
Jigga jang jang!
Just making random noises.
Yeah.
Like a ding dong. So,
John Paul, jigga jang jang.
Shandy part. Yeah, sorry for those now. Come on, Sean. Get your own songs back again. Don't hide in the back of other people's. And Flavor Flav asked me, of course.
With the bang bang.
What? That was amazing.
Some backing vocals.
Rock a mate. On the streets! Oh, so funny, he says in the middle of that song for no reason. It's like, Sean, let them sing. It's like, do we just break into the studio and you can't get rid of it until they agree?
Just ignore him, he'll go away.
Hello, I'm Sean Paul. Could I sing in the back of your song, please? No. Okay, thank you. Sean, depart! For God's sake, Sean. So, yeah, Def Jam. But then, do we move on to Saints Row 2, Stu?
Yeah.
So, of course, that's what you mentioned.
Obviously, it was one, but the guy didn't have a voice then.
Yeah.
He only said one line and towards...
Yeah, he was more or less silent protag, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where everyone wore hemp jeans, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The texture's really fucking weird.
Yeah,
at least we had nappy... Really high jeans and the t-shirt.
Yeah, really high-waisted jeans that were like they were made out of hemp and sack.
Sack cloth pants.
Like really thick stitches.
Yeah, so what the fuck? Yeah, Saints Row 1 was a bit of a write-off, really.
It was good, though.
It was good. It wasn't
That's when they tried to be Jesus.
Yeah.
And then Saints Row 2 went a bit more
madcap.
Surreal. And then each one's got progressively more out there.
What's about Saints Row 2 is that once you beat the three other gangs, fucking Ultor from Red Faction became the baddies.
Yeah, which links into Mason.
Yeah, exactly. So it's already connected to our universe. As you could see the hand gesture I just made, but it was really cool. yeah, connects the universe. And basically, I made a fist, but with my two... imagine, like, metal horns. Yeah. But I turned one 90 degrees to the other and interlocked them. Imagine, like, a pair of, like, Gucci's touch. That's what it was like. Anyway, enough about that. So because you always create the same character.
Position for you. Yeah. Craig's interlocking.
No, we have to brand it.
It's the interlocking Gucci.
The Shark Select Scissor.
Let's touch Gucci's.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, Stu always creates the same character. We've already established this.
Sorry, are you sleeping?
I think he just came.
No, Sean.
He just came at the thought of doing the Shark Select. It's like, whoa! Calm down, you. So, yeah. Because if there's a Cockney option, Stu will take the Cockney option as well.
Yeah, thusly, if there's a ball option, he'll take that. Yeah. Say that.
Yeah, thusly, Saints Row Guy was born. And Saints Row Guy is... He may as well be the show's mascot, to be fair. Fuck you, Tetris Man and John Bonnell. This guy is... He was the OG mascot from... It's funny enough to start, because everything he says is a delightful Cockney accent. Shondy! Get over here! But, it became even funnier when we started, like, creating our own stories around him. I've mentioned
it all started when, like, because you used to have to whistle to get people to come over to you, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, like, you whistle, and it's like, if you don't come over here, I'll make you come. Come in my boots!
It's like, ran out of nowhere, and that was it. Fucking hysterics all around.
Yeah.
You need to elaborate a bit more.
Well, that's how it just started from that. So then the idea came that if you didn't come over to him when he whistled, he'd break into your house at night and then force you to come inside his work boots.
Yeah.
What, so he'd walk around school?
Yeah. Well, sometimes he'd be wearing the suit, but he denied he was wearing the suit. Stu, Penguin, we're not going to say what six-year-old guy called people who said he was wore suits, because Shark Select doesn't use that kind of word. I will replace it with another word. He said, "Oh, don't wear suits. Suits are for twats." even though he was quite clearly wearing a suit, proper, like, as formal as you could get, he just denied it. He always thought he was wearing the vest, jeans, and work boots. And he used to have this favourite place in Stillwater was Ragdoll Bridge.
Yeah.
Which is where he'd take his loyal saints that followed him. And because the AI was a bit janky there and the cars went way too fast, he just used to run across the road.
Just run along up to you and then...
like loving... Oh, yes, of course, Saints Row Guy, of course, anything to please you. And then hit by a car halfway up the road and flying off for about a mile.
I think there was that time one got hit and landed in the back of another car, in like the back of a pickup, and he drove off of it.
Get back here!
I think what made it fit even... better was obviously when Saints Row 3 came out, even more, which fit to the stories we were telling about the Saints.
Yeah, that's true, because it became even more bizarre.
Yeah.
So, in a way, fit. Well, I just climbed up a missile with don't want to miss a thing player.
Yeah.
I'm going to defuse this nuke. Like, it was just unstoppable. Back to Saints Row 2, though, what is the other things? He used to call dirty little penguins.
Yeah.
For reasons unknown.
Dirty little penguin.
And my favourite thing is when he walked into his crib one day, and because we messed around with the options for his gang, they were all like dressed like riot cops. They're all sat around listening to Karma Chameleon reading the newspaper. He's like, "What are you doing? You're supposed to be a gang!" And he'd like start like hitting them with hammers. And Peter gave him a sledgehammer, by the way. And then every now and again, the AI on one would just snap and he'd start fighting back. And every other Satan would kill him. Like, we're sorry, Master! I can't believe you betrayed you! And then he pushed another one through a wall. Or throw so many corpses into a hot tub that one fired out.
I used to like...
Oh, yeah, fill a hot tub with hookers and just fire out every now and again.
I used to like when you grab him as a hostage, you could press, like, Y or something to throw and you used to bum rush him.
Yeah,
but if you got, like, your strength or whatever was high enough, you used to fling him dead far.
Get out of my house! Throw him across the street.
But they'd always ragdoll, like, backwards.
Yeah.
Come in my boots.
Fucking terrifying.
The best was when there was that mission where that glitched out. We were supposed to get picked up in the car by Pierce.
He never showed up.
And he wasn't in the... He didn't spawn in the car or something.
Yeah. Where the fuck is Pierce?
So the story we came up with, the why he wasn't there, is he was back at Saint Rogai's house, wanking off to a picture of himself dressed as Saint Rogai.
You dirty little penguin!
Wasn't he always like really harsh on Pierce in the cutscenes as well?
Yeah, shut up, Pierce!
Shut up, Pierce!
Yeah, Pierce used to come up with legitimate ideas.
Yeah, just all the... again, just played into the character.
Yeah.
And in the fourth game, he was in like the fucking Matrix.
Yeah,
and you could have sex with Keith David on board a spaceship.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Come on, Keith David, let's fuck.
Oh, that was so funny.
Yeah, it's just pressing like why to romance. Yeah. Let's fuck.
Rampant bisexual boot coming maniac.
One of my favourite things was used to get Saints Row guy, and they used to sing. Him and Piers used to sing a duet with that Paula Abdul song. Wasn't it?
Yes, when you're driving around in the car, isn't it?
Yeah. What was it? The cat one, it was called.
Yeah. I said, don't mess with my radio.
No, oh, yeah, he used to change the radio, didn't he?
Saints Row guy used to proper kick off. So that was Saints Row guy. Is that one of us, that we might have missed about him?
No, I think that's it. Making people come in his boots. Pouring cum on people to revive him.
Oh yeah, of course. Which you actually said on Pixie Podcast before we really even knew the guy very well. It's like, Stu, no, shut up.
Yeah, just met him.
Yeah.
You know, I spoke to him for like 20 minutes. Like, he used to pour cum on people.
It wasn't beer in that bottle though, was it? Me and Ryan are like, fuck, stop him. If we were there in person, Stu, Ryan would have grabbed your arms and I just would have put my hand over your mouth quick, just dragged you out.
Wouldn't you frantically try to text me to shut up?
Yeah, Stu, no. So yeah, Saints Row guy causes upsets on podcasts. Nearly.
I still make Saints Row guy in any games. Anywhere where you get a British male protagonist voice, that's got to be Saints Row guy then.
So you do a kind of homage to him?
Yeah.
You keep his story going.
Oh, actually, I've just custom cards.
Go on then.
XCOM 2.
Oh,
I did make all of us.
Yeah, you did. Shark Select, I Fight an Alien.
Yeah.
XCOM 2, where Ryan plays it.
Pretty good. And Stu's like, obviously, the heavy guy, heavy balded beard bloke.
Thick boy.
Yeah.
Squad thick boy.
Machine gunner. You were recon, but it always made you nervous and twitchy.
Must be.
And I was always a sniper. Because I just am.
Oh, yeah. I just am.
Just am, yeah. But then I did make Saints Row guy on that as well.
Oh, there you go. So you're keeping the...
No, because you can download... you can download his voice pack.
Oh, yes!
From Saints Row 3.
Stu, are you hearing this?
Oh, yeah, you can, yeah. Yeah, I remember getting it, yeah. You can get his voice pack from Steam, can't you?
So I made him. But I made him psionic.
Yes, I've got mind control!
Yeah.
Carry my...
Yeah, didn't say
carry
that.
My mind.
Yeah, in my head, he was going... Dirty little penguin. As he shot people, but it didn't say that.
Shout across the map, come in my mind.
But I did, I gave me the voice of Rex Power Cult from Far Cry Blood Dragon.
Yeah.
Obviously, Saints Row guy was there in my squad. And I also had some of the voices from... Oh, no, there was... Arya was there. Liara was there. Mass Effect. And also, Dan Shepard was there.
Yeah,
because they got his voice. There was Dan Shepard and Saints Row guy.
Did you have Arnie squad. As well?
Yeah, Arnie was there as well. And Deadpool in my squad.
Brilliant. So yeah. Using mods, Ryan has made the perfect. He says it's his squad. We all know it's your ideal.
Yeah.
Don't lie about it. That's you wish that was your file. You'd sell Stu in a heartbeat.
It was yeah.
All right. Funny, so, are we happy on that lovely note from Ryan to round out custom characters?
Yeah.
All right, then. Stu, you happy?
Yeah.
I don't think we missed any big ones, have we?
So, not a think of, though.
Okay, so, last week's Over the Long Name game involved such things as medieval European fortifications and other such things, and the answer was Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. As fans of the Over the Long Name game will know, yes, the word castle is the title, but we all know that Wolfenstein's a castle because it's like gaming lore as old as time. So don't come at me about that. That's the answer. But yeah, Wolfenstein 2, New Colossus. If you got it right, then you're one step closer to winning that lovely T-shirt.
Yeah, have we got a running total? Two, Stu.
I think we've got two people on 3 points. Let me double check.
I've got it, yeah. Deluxe Man and Nyla. We're on three.
There we go. Frog and Dave Cooper on Twitter.
Yeah. Thomas K underscore H and Teacher Bloke 85 are on a piece.
There we go then. But,
yeah, Deluxe Man Nyla both on three. Oh. 2 weeks' time you could be getting a new.
It's all to play for, time, guys. Yeah. It's all to play for.
This is the final one then, isn't it? This one that you're gonna read out now. Ooh, this will decide the winner.
Oh. Potentially, yeah, because we've got one that's going live tomorrow and then this one that's going live.
Unless we have a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
We've got to have a tiebreaker if it comes to it.
We'll have to get them both on the podcast and have to do it live, won't we?
Oh, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Should we read this week's then first? Or...
Yeah.
No, do the quiz and we'll finish on that.
All right. It's time for, you think of a little of this week's jingle for the quiz. What kind of jingle could I do? Come on, brain, think. Stuart's excited, Ryan's in the tears, cause I'm gonna do a fucking sexy quiz! Bit Jack Black at the end there, did you like that? Like School of Rock!
Can you believe they've made a School of Rock TV series?
Yes, I can, because they're making a fucking series of everything now. You wait till they do Shark Select and just cast us as three fucking Jebbins.
Jebbins.
Who would you have as if they did a Shark Select film?
I think I would have to be Steve Carell because that's just become law now. Steve Carell would play me in the film.
Yeah, it would be Steve Carell.
What about you, Stu?
We'd resurrect John Candy for Stu.
If it's real people, maybe Seth Rogen.
You think you'd be Seth Rogen?
What's your best Seth Rogen life, Stu?
We've already done this, so I can't do it.
There you go, so you can't be Seth, embodiment of John Candy. What about you, Ryan? What about
Jason Statham?
Fuck off.
Fucking I thought you, when we did done this before, weren't you being Paul Rudd?
Paul Rudd's suit. Yeah, Paul Rudd's suit. Fucking Jason Statham. Listen to this twice.
Real life Saints Row guy.
If it was an action film, though, to play you, Craig, would be The Rock.
Obviously, because he is my wholesome friend in teams.
I don't know why.
There you go.
And, me would be... Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Why? If it's an action film, then you'd be allowed to be Jason Statham.
Yeah, right. And so who would play Stu in the action film?
Dave Bautista. I just see it. It matches. If it's in my mind, it matches.
Yeah. Oh, Vin Diesel.
No, Stu's not Vin Diesel-y enough. Dave Bautista's a bit more...
Don't you mean Vin Diesel isn't Stu enough?
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. He is Groot, he is not Stu. So that's who you play us in the film. Who's in a film? Well, please, let us know on Twitter. Please give us some Twitter traffic. Let us know who you want to be in a film. Who would you be in a film? So there you go. Ready for the quiz?
Yeah.
Just segue that back in a nice, brutal way. All right. So this quiz has taken me all week to prepare. I've not just done it now. If you think I've done it now, you're wrong. So question one. Are you ready, boys?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your buzzer noises for this week, please?
I'm keeping the same.
What is it? Oh. What's yours, Stu?
Oi, prick.
Stu, watch your
oi, prick.
What's your buzzer noise?
Oi, prick. I'll just say come.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's quicker than Sprite last week, but I tell you got it wrong. All right, question one. What is Ken's surname in the Street Fighter games?
Come.
Go on, Stu.
Barlow.
For anyone who's British soap opera. Ken Barlow is a character that's been going for like 50-odd years. And every now and again, we see him on the way to work.
I'll guess as well, then. Doll.
Hey! So it's time for Ken Barlow. Doll. Question two. What is Knuckles? Go on.
Echidna.
Well done, Stu. It's one to Stu. Nil to Ryan. Question three. What is the name of the leader of the Brotherhood of Nod in Command & Conquer?
Come.
No, it's not. Go ahead, Stu.
Oh, shit. No.
Pastor Ryan. Go after Pastor Ryan. He fumbled the landing.
I can't think. Sorry, you can still stuke
us. Go on, Stu. Go on, lad.
No, I can't think. I was going to say Yuri, but it's not, is it?
No. Question four, then. Who was originally going to publish Red Dead Revolver?
Come.
Go on, Ryan.
Konami.
Wrong.
Capcom.
Correct.
Ah, fuck.
And question five. What nationality is there?
Oh.
Go on, Ryan.
Norwegian.
Nope, Swedish.
Swedish.
Fuck, I said that in the last one.
Hang on, didn't I get a chance to say Swedish?
No, that's right. All right, fine.
He won anyway.
Yeah, you've won. Zeus is there over Ryan's cut. Well, let me just punch him one more time. Like, that's you. Fucking hell, man.
Yeah, face is all concaved.
Yeah, so here's the rest of the answers were Ken's surname in Street Fighter is Masters. Ken Masters, not Ken Barlow, sadly. Question two, Knuckles isn't a kidna. Question three, leader of the Brotherhood of God is Kane.
Oh, I knew someone like that.
Question four, as I said, was Capcom, and question five was Swedish. So there we go. Ryan has killed
still winning this week.
Ryan's still winning. He's quick to point that out. Ryan is still winning.
2-1. It's 2-1.
2-1. 2-1. That's close. If you've been playing along at home, where do you compare this pair of reprobates? I'd love to know.
Twitter me. Inbox me on.
Okay. So now.
Slide into your DMs.
Slide into my DMs. Genitalia first. Oh, I said genitalia. I'm being inclusive.
Dick first.
Well, if you've got one, yeah. Anyway.
We'll be waiting, won't it?
What? Whoa. DMs.
Oh, is it like a reverse, like a reverse glory?
Slide into my reverse glory hole with your answers. Doesn't quite flow off the tongue the same, does it?
It's the hole, but nice. Craig's ready asshole.
All right, enough. You're getting too excited. Pipe down. Because we've talked about Saints Row guy now, isn't it? We know what he does to us. So, it's time for... It's known for its glory. It's known for its fame. It's now time for... The overly long name game. Are we ready?
Yeah.
I feel like there's quite a lot of gravitar around the game because everyone's playing it from home as well. It's getting quite in depth, isn't it?
It's good, yeah.
So are we ready for this entry? It could be the final entry. It's a tiebreaker. You ready?
Yep.
Individual living in fixed abode, morally repugnant 3, arch enemy.
All right.
If you think you know the answer to that, then let Stu know on our Twitter handle @
I know what it is.
Pod. Oh, Stu knows. Mm-hmm. Or email sharkselect@gmail.com to be with a chance of winning that T-shirt. And if you don't win, you'll still get read out at the end on our honor roll.
But you'll become read out again.
One more time. Individual living in fixed abode, morally repugnant arch enemy. There we go. And if Stu wants to WhatsApp me what he thinks the answer is. So I'm intrigued to know. Do you think you know what it is, Ryan?
No, not without having to proper sit down.
So there we go. And to round out the show, we'll do the bit that Ryan hates and tries to run away from. A bit of self-promotion of where you can find us on the internet.
Just less than fucking 20 minutes. What you're like.
Cool your titch, you. Right, you go first then. Go on, go.
Hang on, we haven't had Ryan's surprise.
No, we haven't had Ryan's surprise. You know what I mean? I was waiting for you to be introduced to it.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Right, here we go.
Do you go ahead?
Go on, you have to do a jingle for him now.
Right, hang on. Easter has eggs, Christmas has mince pies, Ryan has us a lovely sweet surprise. It's his penis.
Yep.
Good?
Yeah, I'll do.
It wasn't his penis. It's
Go ahead. There we go. So I've got two for you today because they're quite short.
Go ahead.
But they are, again, AI written scripts.
Yes! Yes! Notice me, senpai.
Right, so I'll go with the weaker one first, and then we'll go with, I think, is the best one.
So you're ramping up to it.
Yeah, so ramping up fits in quite well because it is none other than Transformers 6, Cars Become Other Cars.
Sorry, Ken Barlow. Go ahead.
Right, are you ready? Here we go. Exterior, junkyard, night, post day. A guy with hair locks the gate to the junkyard. Guy with hair. Good night, junk. I have to go to my daughter's birthday.
Aww, that's cute.
He lies. The guy doesn't have a daughter, and if he did, she wouldn't have a birthday. He falls off a cliff. We see a 1996 Toyota Camry parked next to a 2003 Hyundai Elantra. We think they're normal cars, but we're stupid.
They're Transformers. 1996 Camry. The human has left. Elantra. Yes, we can now transform into our true identity. The 1996 Toyota Camry transformed into a 1998 Toyota Camry. I have transformed. Your turn. The 2003 Elantra transforms into DVD of Pixar 2. I too have transformed. 1998 Camry. Now we have to wait for Optimus Prime. They wait 3 years, and he drives up to the junkyard's gate. Optimus Prime is here. Uber. It is I, Optimus Prime. I must transform. The Uber transforms into a Lyft. With a Y. I don't know what that is.
I think it must be another like Uber.
Yeah. Oh, it is, yeah. So, Lyft. Now let's Shia LaBeouf.
Like it's...
Well, yeah, because the car's all Shia LaBeouf till they are out of gas.
That's what's better than any of Michael Bay's. I'd watch that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I think the man was lying, but he fell off a cliff anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Brilliant. What's next?
Right, and this one. Are you ready for this one, Stu?
Yep.
John Wick, Chapter Portobello. Like the mushroom. Yep. Exterior, Weapon City. John Wick, the retired murder man we like, looks for his dog. John Wick, come here, dog. I love a live dog. John sees big mob man shoot his dog into... No! That dog was like my dead wife. Now it is dead like my dead wife. Big mob man. I care not. My father is Russian. John Wick. I am retiring from being retired. John reaches into his mouth and pulls out a pistol. 59,000 mob men get out of a cool car and throw bullets at John. John guns 17,000 of them in the head. They hate that. John Wick continued. Foolish. You should have not brought your heads. Foolish. Oh, this is the best line ever. Are you ready?
Go on.
A horse walks by. John grabs it and fires it like a gun. Big mob man. Oh, bad. He knows about horses. John tries to reload the horse, but is hit by several cars. The cars die. John lives more. He rolls near the big mob man. Big mob man. You are out of horse, Mr. Dog. John throws the horse and it explodes, killing 21,000 mob men. The horse lives and goes back to its job as a horse. Big mob man and John punch and kick until their blood is tired. Big mob man. Let's build a truce. Take present. Big mob man grabs a dog from the dog store and gives it to John.
Dog store.
John Wick. Okay, I love a live dog. Bye. John holds the dog and walks home. Big mob man pulls a gun out of his ear and points it at John's back. But John knows all the ear tricks. John turns, aims the dog at big man, fires.
My favourite bit of that was... He knows about horses. Like all horses have a terrible secret.
How would you reload a horse, Craig?
Do you remember the Weeble stuff song, My Amazing Horse?
Oh yeah, I've tug on its winky.
Exactly. Yeah. You gotta tug on its winky to reload it. And you can tell it's reload when it's out of ammo it goes and when it's full of ammo it goes like that. So as the nays get more tired, it's running out of ammo.
Oh, right.
So it just goes nay. It's got no ammo. Then you reload it. It's like... That's how I imagined it all went down anyway. And then it can explode as well and then go back to being a horse. I thought it was quite impressive. Oh, Ryan, these are fucking gold, mate.
Yeah, so there you go. There's the two surprises.
That was amazing.
At the end.
So Ryan's surprise is going to be a weekly feature.
I'll go try, yeah. I'll try and find some stuff. Yeah.
I would love that so much. That is so good. And hopefully our audience didn't have no sense of humour.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like Chapter Portobello?
Yeah, you listen to our podcast, friends. If you didn't enjoy that, I bet you wanted
to. I think the Batman one's still better.
Right then, so are we ready to finito?
Yeah.
On that wonderful note. So, Ryan, where can we find you on the internet? What have you been doing?
On Twitter.
I'm still there.
Yeah. YouTube's still there, but I haven't loaded any videos for ages.
You fell out with Adobe Premiere.
Yeah, and YouTube was for some reason.
No. Well, fair enough. It happened. Keep an eye on it, though. Ryan may fix it one day.
Yeah.
It's not a biggie, is it? You know, guys? It's there. Don't worry about it. If you like watching our YouTube videos, just keep watching the old one. Keep watching that RoboCop one.
Actually watched the latest one.
Come on, guys. Watch his videos. They're really good. You might see lewd pics of Stu mixed in. I'm not saying you definitely
like a single frame of it pops up. Like.
Yeah, they're like in a Fight Club. Yeah. I don't say that. I was called him not Stu. Called him Stu. Like, hey, Stu.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah. Hey, Stu.
Tried that in college, didn't we?
Yeah. I was called Crew.
Yeah.
We tried to call another guy called Daniel Do, and he didn't like it. So Stu tried to hide it as, all right, do, like that. Didn't work, did it, Stu?
No.
We've not always been this. Stu, where can we find you on the internet?
On at Shart Slack Pod.
Yeah, you are the man behind the Twitter.
On Twitter and Instagram.
That's correcto. What else you been up to? Anything fun? Any streaming? You back doing that yet?
No, not yet. Although I might do.
I think you should get back into it. You were quite good at it. I lack the patience, but you were quite good at it.
I might do. I might stream some Apex, maybe.
There you go. Got to see if you want to see Stu streaming Apex, or maybe he'll recreate Saints Row guy from. As from anything else you want to mention, or do you want to plug my stuff?
No. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. I'm usual me at Winstolf on Twitter. I'm on Instagram as well, but I don't really do anything. But I'm on there if you want to add me. That's cool. doing some more writings. You ready for the Well Read Mage soon? I'm very lucky. And I got through to round two of that blogger, the blogger blitz, so mainly because the person I was against didn't show up in the end. Otherwise, they would have smashed me. But I went through to round two, so that's quite exciting. Yeah, and there you go. Anything else you want to mention? Okay, on that wonderful note, thank you for listening to Shouts. Don't forget to do your entry into the Overly Long Name game. We want to give you a t-shirt! Ryan, thanks for wearing your shorts today. You gave me some much-needed inspiration.
Mm.
Yeah, Stu, thanks for coming along. Nice to hear from you and your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, when it works.
Well, go kick its head in.
Yeah.
Go punch it in the tit.
But be careful, it might know all the ear tricks.
Yeah, Ryan knows. Don't try any shit on Ryan. Try and pull a gun out your ear, he'll fucking have you. And on that note, everyone, thanks for listening. Good night, God bless, keep it real. Yeah. Don't get your willies out in public, or obviously you're for JJ's.
Even if somebody asks you to.
If somebody asks you to, definitely don't. Stranger danger, they're probably a pervert. That's why Stu went to jail.
I've never been to jail.
You have. You've
definitely. Nobody's caught me yet.
Shit. Should we glass him up? I'm going to phone John Bunnell right now. I'm going to do it. Hello, John? Is that you, John? Yeah, World's Watch. Yeah, I get it. FD Sheriff, yeah, whatever. Is he going to arrest you? What do you mean you've already done it in the cold intro? Shit! Oh, fuck it. Never mind. Bye, everyone. Love you. Bye. Alright, we're done. Yeah.
Come.
Spunk tits. Did we all enjoy that? Come.
Come.
It's not finished yet.